I want to throw out the old playbook and dive into something that most managers may not have the guts to embrace, and that is servant leadership. Yeah, you heard me right. If you want to lead a killer project team, you need to stop acting like the boss, like a general, and start serving your people. And it kind of sounds backwards. I know that. But here's the truth. Great leaders don't just give orders from a distance. They get down in the dirt with their team and make sure that everyone's got what they need to crush it. You take care of your team, and they'll take care of the project. It's just real simple. So if you're ready to shake things up and make massive change in how your team performs, buckle up. Because this episode is all about how being a servant to your team is the secret weapon you've been missing. Welcome to Ignoring the Rules, the podcast where we find bold, real, new ways to lead. I'm Wayne Robertson, and today I'm going straight for the jugular, servant leadership. Yeah, I said that. If you're serious about running a team that actually delivers, you've got to stop pretending you're the king and start serving your people. It isn't about being soft. It's about making sure your team has everything they need to crush their goals. You think barking orders and sitting back is leadership? Think again. The real power move is rolling up your sleeves, getting in the trenches, and making sure your team is set up to win. When you take care of them, they will go to war for you. And that is when the magic happens. So if you're ready to quit playing boss and start leading like you mean it, stick around. This episode is all about flipping the script on leadership and turning your team into an unstoppable force. Hey, the following story is fictional because I need to keep actual experiences confidential. But it illustrates some key issues that arise in getting projects done. This is a story about Alex, a project manager who took on a critical, high-stakes project with big expectations. Now, known for his no-nonsense leadership style, Alex believed in strict rules, clear processes, and top-down management. But what happened next challenged everything he thought he knew about leadership. When his team rebelled, he found himself exploring a whole new way of leading, a method that transformed his team and the project. Now, Alex had always prided himself on his efficiency and his ability to keep projects on track. He was a stickler for the rules and didn't tolerate any deviation. When he was handed a critical project, he felt confident that his strict approach would keep the team aligned and on target. And he was convinced that if his team followed the rules to the letter, they'd hit every milestone on time and produce high-quality work. But things quickly took a different turn. His team pushed back against his commands. His authority was constantly challenged, and productivity dropped. And it didn't take long for his so-called productive environment to turn into a battlefield. Meetings became clashes where team members openly argued, tearing each other's ideas down rather than building on them. Every interaction felt combative. And as the project stalled, the sense of urgency and frustration grew. Alex was at a breaking point. He could see his team was talented, but they weren't working together. And he started to wonder, was it them or was it me? So determined to turn things around, Alex took a step back and started researching different management styles. He spent late nights reading articles, watching videos, and analyzing case studies of other leaders who faced similar struggles. Eventually, he stumbled upon a concept that was foreign to him: servant leadership. Now, the idea was simple, but very radical. Rather than enforcing rules from the top down, a servant leader focuses on supporting their team, removing obstacles, and prioritizing their needs. Now, to be honest, to Alex, this approach felt uncomfortable. It went against everything he believed as a leader should be. Because he worried, how could a leader get respect if they weren't enforcing the rules? But deep down, he knew that his current approach wasn't working. His team was disconnected, his project was in jeopardy, and he had nothing to lose by trying something new. So he decided to go all in. The next day, Alex called a team meeting, not the usual here's what we're doing meeting, but a conversation. He told his team he wanted to hear their perspectives on the project. He admitted up front that his top-down approach wasn't working, and he asked them what they needed to succeed. Now, to be honest, at first his team was skeptical, because they'd never seen this side of Alex before. But as he patiently listened without interrupting, the tension in the room began to fade. Slowly, team members opened up. They shared their frustrations about feeling micromanaged, about how his rigid rules stifled creativity, and how they didn't feel trusted to do their jobs. Alex listened, took notes, and nodded as they spoke, realizing just how much he missed by not being open to their input. Now, after the meeting, Alex reflected on everything his team had shared, and he realized that servant leadership wasn't just about serving, it was about showing respect, it was about building trust, and it was about empowering his team to take ownership. Now, the next phase of his transformation involved putting his new approach into action, and he made some major changes. He started with empowering decision-making. Instead of dictating every detail, Alex started assigning tasks and giving his team the freedom to approach their own way. He encouraged them to experiment, to make decisions, and even make mistakes. He let them know that he trusted their expertise and their judgment. In addition, he set clear goals and expectations for the project's milestones, and he stopped micromanaging. He outlined the end objectives. He stepped back, letting his team determine the best ways to reach those goals. And to be honest, this was a huge shift for him. But he saw the positive impact almost immediately. Team members started taking more initiative and creativity flourished as they felt free to explore solutions. Now, as a servant leader, Alex made it his mission to remove any obstacles standing in the team's way. He asked them regularly, "What's holding you back, and how can I help?" And when they mentioned resource constraints, he worked with upper management to get them what they needed. When they mentioned issues with scheduling, he adjusted deadlines to be more realistic. The simple act of listening and responding to their needs made the team feel supported and appreciated. In weekly individual check-ins, Alex invited feedback, not just about the project, but about his own performance as manager, which is kind of threatening. At first, it was hard for him to hear the constructive criticism, but over time, he realized this feedback was the key to building a stronger team dynamic. And when his team saw that he was willing to improve and take accountability, their respect for him grew, and they felt safe to be open and honest, a huge breakthrough. With these changes, Alex's team started to transform. Meetings that had once been battlegrounds became collaborative problem-solving sessions. Team members began to encourage each other's ideas instead of tearing them down. Productivity soared as they hit milestone after milestone. The project, which had been on the verge of collapse, was back on track for the first time, there was a sense of unity and shared purpose. Alex's team had not only met their project goals, but had exceeded expectations, delivering a product that was better than anything they initially envisioned. The turnaround was so impressive that other teams in the company began noticing, and Alex was asked to share his approach in company-wide meetings. But the real victory was in the way Alex's team had come to trust and respect him. And by focusing on serving them rather than commanding them, he built a culture where people felt valued, supported, and motivated to do their best work. Alex's story teaches us a powerful lesson. Sometimes true leadership means letting go of control and focusing on empowering your team. Servant leadership may feel uncomfortable at first, especially if you're used to a top-down approach. But as Alex learned, when you put your team's needs first, respect and productivity naturally will follow. And so if you're a project manager or a leader listening today, ask yourself, are you leading from the top down, or are you supporting your team from the ground up? By making the shift to servant leadership, you might just discover that your team is capable of achieving more than you ever imagined. Now, servant leadership is a philosophy developed by Robert Greenleaf in the 1970s to prioritize people over profits. And servant leaders develop, empower, and ensure the well-being of the people in their organizations. This type of leadership was rooted in the idea that individual growth drives collective success. And when servant leaders empower employees to grow, employees feel included, they feel valued, and as a result, they try their best to achieve organizational results. And servant leadership is also transformational leadership style. Transformational leadership inspires people to grow and to innovate. Transactional leadership is a style of management based on the system of rewards and punishments to motivate team members and ensure compliance of established processes. And in this approach, the relationship between leaders and followers is primarily transactional. Employees perform tasks to achieve results, and in return, they receive rewards such as bonuses, promotions, or praise. If performance falls short, penalties like criticism, demotion, or the loss of privileges may occur. How do we spot the old transactional leadership? Transactional leaders provide clear instructions and set goals. Employees understand exactly what's expected of them, and success is measured against those expectations. Failure to meet expectations leads to corrective measures or punishments, and sometimes firings. This leadership style is often effective for achieving immediate, short-term objectives. And leaders focus on maintaining the status quo and following established procedures rather than fostering innovation or long-term growth. And transactional leaders usually maintain strict control over decision-making and closely monitor the team's performance. They value compliance and task completion over any creativity or initiative. So instead of being proactive, transactional leaders often respond to problems after they arise, dealing with issues as they occur, rather than anticipating or preventing them. Now, this leadership style has a place. It can be effective in environments where consistency, efficiency, and clear structures are absolutely essential. But it will limit creativity and adaptability, especially in fast-changing or innovation-driven industries. Now, servant leadership and transactional leadership are two distinct leadership styles that differ significantly in their approach to managing teams. Servant leadership is centered on the idea that the leader's primary role is to serve the team and ensure their needs are met before focusing on their own goals. And this style emphasizes the well-being, development, and empowerment as a way of creating a thriving, productive environment. And this is really needed with Gen Z workers Trust me. Here are some key characteristics. Servant leaders prioritize the personal and professional development of their team members. They support employees' long-term growth and well-being, and they help them to reach their potential. These leaders also listen to their team. They understand their challenges, and they offer compassion and support. Emotional intelligence is a crucial element, as leaders are attuned to team members' feelings and needs. Servant leaders encourage collaboration and shared decision-making. They trust their team to contribute ideas and take ownership of their work, empowering them to make meaningful contributions. Servant leaders foster a sense of community within the team, promoting strong relationships and a culture of trust, respect, and inclusivity. And this leadership style focuses on sustainable success. Servant leaders aim to build a supportive and cohesive environment that leads to lasting results and growth for both individuals and the organization. And servant leaders are selfless. They put the needs of their employees above their own. Their leadership is based on humility, and they see their role as one of support rather than command. So one aspect of this leadership is to take your ego and put it on the shelf, and not an easy thing to do. We have all worked for people that it seemed each of us existed to make them feel superior. There is a different way to lead teams. You put the needs of your teams first. It really focuses on the well-being of your team. Here's a story that is fictional, but based on real-life activities. And this is the story of Tom Harrison, a manager at a large corporation, who went from misunderstanding servant leadership to mastering it. And he ultimately transformed his team, and he earned recognition from upper management. So he was a manager at Megacorp, one of the largest corporations in the industry, and he was known for his technical skills, but not for his people skills. He had a traditional top-down management style. He believed that leadership meant giving orders and making sure everyone followed them. His team felt stifled and undervalued. So one day, he attended a leadership workshop where he was introduced to the concept of servant leadership. And at first he was going, "Really? How can a leader serve and lead at the same time?" he thought. But as the workshop progressed, Tom began to see the potential benefits. He learned that servant leadership is about putting the needs of his team first, fostering a supportive environment, and empowering employees to reach their full potential. So, determined to turn things around, Tom decided to give servant leadership a try, and he started by actively listening to his team's concerns and suggestions. And instead of dictating tasks, he began asking them how could he help his team succeed. And he focused really hard on creating an open and inclusive environment where everybody felt comfortable sharing their ideas. So one of the first changes was to implement regular feedback sessions, both in a team environment and one-on-one. He encouraged his team to speak openly about what was working and what wasn't, and he made it clear that all feedback was valued and that he was there to support them. This small change had a big impact. The team started to feel heard and appreciated, and their engagement levels began to rise. He also worked on empowering the team. He provided opportunities for professional development and encouraged team members to take on new challenges. So by trusting his team and giving them the tools they needed to succeed, he saw their confidence and their productivity soar. As the months went by, the transformation was evident. Tom's team was more cohesive, motivated, and innovative. Projects were starting to be completed ahead of schedule, and the quality of work improved significantly. The positive changes did not go unnoticed by upper management, and Megacorp's executives were impressed by the dramatic turnaround and recognized Tom's efforts with a leadership award. So his journey from a clueless manager to a compassionate servant leader became a case study inside Megacorp, and his story inspired other managers to adopt servant leadership principles, leading to a broader cultural shift within the company. Employee satisfaction and retention rates improved across the board, and Megacorp started getting good profits. So Tom's story is a powerful reminder that true leadership is about serving others. By putting his team first, Tom not only transformed his management style, but he also unlocked the full potential of his team, leading to incredible success. So how do we implement servant leadership? So here are some ideas that can help you, whether you are in management or one of the team. First of all, is to remove fear and embracing team skills. And it's a fundamental aspect of effective leadership. The power of removing fear from the workplace by embracing the skills and views of all team members cannot be overstated. I want to also dive into how adopting the servant leadership approach can drive out the best performance from your team. One of the most significant barriers to this culture is fear. When employees are afraid to speak up, share their ideas, or even make mistakes, it stifles creativity, innovation, and performance. Good leaders understand this and take active steps to remove fear from the room by accepting and valuing the skills and views of all team members. So here's the concept of servant leadership. Unlike traditional models, servant leadership focuses on serving the team rather than being served by the team. A servant leader prioritizes the growth, well-being, and empowerment of their team members. And by doing so, they create an environment where fear is minimized and everyone feels valued and respected. So let's break this down a little bit. When leaders openly accept and value the diverse skills and viewpoints of their team members, they create a safe environment where employees feel comfortable expressing themselves. This openness reduces fear and encourages more honest and productive communication. Also, recognizing and leveraging the unique skills of each team member empowers them to contribute more effectively. When employees feel that their abilities are appreciated, they're more likely to take initiative and go the extra mile. A team with diverse skills and perspectives is more likely to generate innovative ideas and solutions. So by valuing these differences, leaders can foster the culture of creativity and continuous improvement. So consider a software development team where the leader encourages input from all members, regardless of their role. This approach allows junior developers to share fresh ideas and senior developers to provide valuable insights. And that leads to more innovative and effective software solutions. So what are some benefits from servant leadership? Well, servant leaders build trust by demonstrating that they genuinely care about their team's well-being and success. This trust leads to stronger relationships and a more cohesive team. Servant leaders promote a collaborative environment where everyone works together towards common goals. And this collaboration enhances team performance and leads to much better outcomes. Also, by focusing on the development of the team members, servant leaders help individuals grow both personally and professionally. And this growth leads to a more skilled and motivated team. So when employees feel valued, when they feel supported, they're more likely to be loyal and engaged. And this increased engagement translates to a higher productivity and a better overall performance. Imagine a marketing team led by a servant leader who takes the time to understand each team member's strengths and aspirations. By providing opportunities for growth and encouraging collaboration, this leader creates a highly motivated and productive team that consistently delivers exceptional results. If you want to embrace servant leadership and remove fear from your workplace, here's some ideas on how to do it. First of all, take time to listen to your team members' ideas, concerns, and feedback without any reaction. Just listen. Show that you value their input and also take action where appropriate. Also, foster an environment where open communication is encouraged and respected. Create channels for feedback and ensure that everyone feels safe to speak up. Also, regularly recognize and celebrate the achievements and the contributions of each team member. This recognition reinforces their value and boosts morale. Also, provide opportunities for professional growth. Support your team members in their career aspirations and help them build their skills. And this is the biggie. Model the behavior you want to see in your team. Demonstrate humility, empathy, and commitment to serving others. So good leaders understand the power of removing fear from the workplace. By embracing the skills and views of all team members, adopting a servant leadership approach can drive out the best performance from your team by building trust, encouraging collaboration, it fosters growth, and increases engagement. And by creating a positive, inclusive work environment, you can unlock the full potential of your team and achieve great success. Hey, that's a wrap on today's episode of Ignoring the Rules. If this episode lit a fire under you and you're ready to start leading without the same tired excuses, don't keep it to yourself. Share this with your friends, your team, your boss, anybody who's fed up with the old ways of doing things and ready to make some real moves. Please pass it along. Let's stir things up. Let's build a community of leaders who aren't afraid to break the rules and actually get things done. Please go to WayneRobertson.com for the latest new episodes and additional information about this new world of getting projects done. And you can find the different locations to listen to the podcast, subscribe to a mailing list, find some free documents I have created, news and information about upcoming podcasts. And I also welcome comments about the podcast episodes and subjects that you'd like to see in future episodes. I don't have all the answers, and so I'm always happy to see your comments and information. We are all in this together, and the more we share that information, the better off all will be. So let us know what you found in your projects. Until next time, keep ignoring the rules and watch how fast things start to change.